All right, so now it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And now, second hour, of course, the interview mentioned with Ray Johnson from Buddy West's Name and the Other Fellows. It's about a little under 10 minutes. So first I'm going to play, found here at the station, a CD from a few years ago, an all-comedy album recorded live, so kind of give everybody here a taste in the Kingston area. And this is a kind of a four-minute skit called Newfoundlandese, which is a kind of language of Newfoundland. And after that, we'll have the interview. I'll probably just play the whole thing. It's a little under 10 minutes, so I'll play all that. And I got some other songs from the band. And as I pull up the date one more time, yes, it's a bit of ways away, but to give everybody a heads up, Tuesday, May 5th at the Grand Theatre, showtime 8 o'clock, and go to the box office, phone them 613-530-2050. Of course not now, they're closed, but you can write down for later reference. So this is from the CD Up on Bus. This was just a entire CD of comedy skits they'd done from Conster. They had a big request for them. Now, I'm not sure if we can get this in the stores now. It's from 1996. This is at the station here. So here's the skit Newfoundlandese with Buddy West's Name and the Other Fellers here on CFRC.
Now listen, folks, we're firm believers in the fact that Newfoundlanders can communicate more quickly than anyone anywhere on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Before we go any further in this show, we're going to proceed to demonstrate how we're going to do it. Ray and I will give you standard, boring English expressions, and cocky hair will turn it into Newfoundlandese. Okay?
You never told me that.
You look surprised.
You never told. We never practiced this.
You don't need to practice. You can do anything. Look at you. See now if you can interpret this in Newfoundlandese. Despite the present adversity, maintain your composure.
Me mother's dumb. What was that?
Despite the present adversity, maintain your composure.
Hang on your dryers.
Very good.
Right.
That's very
right,
good.
Right. They like it, right?
Yeah.
Right. They like that. they like that, huh? They like that.
They liked it and they understood it.
They're nothing to that, sir. Nothing to that, sir. Nothing to it.
Nothing to it.
Nothing to it.
Now listen, Kevin, try another one. Try this one. I am highly agitated. I think I'm headed for a nervous breakdown.
Me nerves is rubbed right raw.
Sir, you don't need to be nervous for this. Sir, you're doing a wonderful job, though.
Yes, sir, boy.
This one should be fairly easy for you, no? Pardon me, sir. To what are you referring?
Wow.
You don't come any better than that, do you, boy? No.
Job to get it any shorter than that, eh? Yeah. That's what we call efficient language, eh? Mm.
The financial situation is so depressing, I think we're headed for total economic collapse.
The earth has gone right out of her.
Now, Kevin, I'd like to change the pace here for a minute and just see if you can take your years back, go back a few years, and think of someone by the name of William Shakespeare. Are you familiar with William Shakespeare?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I know him from a long way back. Yeah, he got the welding shop down in Musgrave Town, yeah?
No.
Bill.
No.
Ralph's brother?
No.
Yeah, Bill, Will, whatever. Yeah, that's Ralph's brother. Owns the welding shop. Yes, he owns the welding shop in Musgrave Town. I know it because I owes the bugger $50.
No.
What do you mean, no?
The fella I'm thinking about was a man who put wonderful words on paper.
Right,
Ray. Hey, I don't know about that, buddy, but he can weld the arse on a cat. Bill,
write on paper.
Probably if
he's lucky if he can put an X down for his name.
Probably if I recited this for you, it might come back to you, tell you who he is. To be or not to be, that is the question. William.
Translation.
You is or you isn't, I figure.
That's not bad.
Is that what
you're
after?
That's not bad.
Try this one. I have temporarily lost control of certain involuntary muscles due to laughter.
I pissed myself.
Wear a picket party chainsaw, go to drink my beer. A couple of dozen games of darts, three or four times a year. Sort me nuts and bolts, sharpen up my knife. Escape from the youngsters, the TV and the wife. In me shed, me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with me toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. While the smoke goes up the chimney, you signal to the boys. They all invent excuses and they show up like the flies. We stand around discussing the deeper things in life, like the beauty of a piston or the marvels of a trike. In me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. There are meaningful activities for men to all enjoy, like the sharpening of a box saw or tying up some plies. To justify your shed time, keep quality in life. You build a coffee table just to satisfy the wife. In the shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. And I got to say she's beautiful, men will all agree. With her arse to the wood pile, she faces out to sea. An oil drum, wood stove, a hole for the mouse, and a thousand little treasures that got banished from the house. In the shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys.
Beat break.
The wife ever threatens and forces me to choose between my marriage or the shed. Either way, I'm going to lose me tools and me buddies, or me wife and our bed. I guess I'll have to leave it all and move to me shed, in me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys.
And that last song, of course, was The Shed by Buddy West and the Name of the Other Fellers. Now I'll go straight into the interview I did with Ray Johnson a few weeks ago. So, of course, we talk about during this, the upcoming concert, and two songs I'll play after the interview. He talks about that specifically. We have, of course, Sarah and Saltwater Joys. That's two of their biggest hits, and they'll be, of course, doing those in concert. So this is the interview with Ray Johnson from a few weeks ago. A little bit of background. I know you, of course, you were adopted and grew up in Job's Cove. First thing you played was an accordion.
Yes, I started out when I was roughly 4 years of age, and I played for my first square dance when I was eight. And then I went on to play for weddings and square dances right up till the early 60s. And then I went on to college. And then after a year of college, I went to a university there in Halifax, where I studied fine arts and education.
Yeah, so you're studying to be a teacher, and that's how you met a couple of guys from the band?
Yes.
Because I just spoke to Fergus O'Byrne a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, kind of the opposite thing. He was in music, then went into teaching.
Yeah.
So how did you find going from teaching to music?
We got the full swing of things and saw what people were saying about us and enjoying the kind of material we were putting forth. I begin to like it much more, no less stressed than what you would find in a classroom, as you probably know.
Oh yeah. How was growing up in the Conception Bay area?
Oh, it was wonderful because I enjoyed living by the sea and experienced as a boy what it was like to fish from a dory, from a trap skiff and what have you, and that went on for a good many years before I graduated from high school. But a lot of my music and the rhythm I do is based on the rhythm of the make and break engine as well as the swell of the ocean.
Yeah, I found Fishing in a Dory, which I remember
played
that song.
I was wondering if you had it.
Yes.
Yeah, that became known as a fairly good classic piece of music and song for a lot of people down this way, at least, in other parts of Canada.
I know, I played it for my mom this past week. She recognized it right away.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she has a lot of memories around Placentia Bay of going in a dory from, going across.
Right on.
Tonight on the show, I also played, as I mentioned, Saltwater Joys and Sarah.
Yes.
Did you have a lot of good reaction for both those songs?
Oh, we have. In fact, to date, they're considered two classics by Buddy West and Metafellas.
I mentioned it earlier, but I even heard all the way from England for one of those songs.
Yes, Sussex, England.
And, of course, your upcoming tour is coming into Kingston and Grand Theatre on May 5th.
On May the 5th. And anyone wish to know where we'll be apart from that, they can go into our website, buddywashisname.com.
I know there's a lot of people from Newfoundland all across the country, so I'm sure you got a big turnout at all the shows.
That's right, yeah. We'll go to Fort Mac now and play for 8 nights. We'll go to Center Point Theater in May. We'll go to Stage West for 2 nights. That's a 600-seater, but people sit and have their wine and their meal while we're entertaining them.
And I know a lot of big houses across country. It's been a few years since you played Kingston?
Yeah, it's been, like you said, it must be 2 to 3 years
now
if the renovations went on like they did.
Yeah, it was 3 years, close to, three and a half.
When we played there last, Mr. Frank Moores was alive, and he came out in the lobby and thanked us for doing the kind of stuff we did. In fact, I believe it's his daughter who's written a book about our dad, and in the book she mentions about our dad talking to us after the show in Kingston.
I know he also had a new DVD out recently.
Yes, we got a DVD, and we're going to have a new recording by the time we head back to Kingston. And just for your listeners, we should let them know this is going to be our 18th or 19th recording.
That's a lot of recordings.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, how you guys do the songwriting process? Kind of do your own?
Yes, we
and bring it together.
Individually, we come together at a practice, and we work on it, and hopefully by the time we finish our 3 to 4 day practice, it's acceptable, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, now Kevin is coming up with some new material, so the people in Kingston will actually see basically a new show, and this is one of the reasons why we are referring to this particular tour, because it's our 25th year anniversary. So we will throw in some of the favorites, like By the Glow of the Kerosene Light, Saltwater Joys, Sarah, and of course the comedic stuff. But we do have a lot of new material.
So, of course, coming to May 5th, so you're kind of touring all over the country over the course of the spring and summer?
Yes. We'll start now, as I said, the latter part of March and go right on up to June. Then we'll be off for the summer, and then latter part of September, October, November, December, we'll do a maritime tour and head out to Alberta.
Kind of spread them out so you can travel a bit easier?
That's right.
So, guys, you've been 25 years, found the touring a little bit easier as it got along?
Yes, yeah, and it's become less stressful Robert, because we had time in between to work on the material, plus spend time with our family. So it's a wonderful, wonderful business operation we got going here, I think.
You said when you were younger, contacted Don Messer.
Yes. You must have saw the Land and Sea show, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, we were pleased with the outcome of that. That really showed the other side of Buddy Watson and the other fellas.
Yes, I know. Yeah, Land and Sea is a very great show, and I watch it on CBC out there.
Well, hopefully all that I discuss will be coming out in a book I'm writing on my foster parents. I'm hoping to call the book, and I owe it all to Bridget and John. So while we're talking now, I have an editor over on the West Coast who's looking after the material to put it together. So hopefully by next spring or next fall, I'll have it in the print, I hope. A little bit of history, story, picture, and song.
All right, Ray, so I'll just mention the show in Kingston one more time. It's Tuesday, May 5th.
They're in for a treat and a new show called the 2-5 Tour.
Yep, and I'll give out the box office phone number for everybody in the area. It's 613-530-2050, and so they can get the tickets from there.
Yeah. Well, listen, hopefully we'll get a chance to meet with you when we get up.
Well, I'll definitely stick around and meet with you guys.
Yeah. Well, you take care, and thanks so much for this interview.
And thanks a lot for coming on.
All right, Robert, you take care.
I came upon a charming girl, and Sarah is her name. Her parents once a husband with riches, wealth, and fame. I had the wealth, but riches and fame has never come my way. Till a night I went to visit my love, and through the keyhole say, Sarah, Sarah, won't you come out tonight? Sarah, Sarah, the moon is shining bright. Put your hat and jacket on, tell your mother you won't be long, and I'll be waiting for you round the corner. My Sarah is the girl like this, oh girl you seldom see. She loves me only for myself and not for my money. Every night at 8 o'clock, she puts a needle away, and standing just outside her door and through the keyhole say, Sarah, Sarah, won't you come out tonight? Sarah, Sarah, the moon is shining bright. Put your hat and jacket on, tell your mother you won't be long, and I'll be waiting for you round the corner. One night a little after rain, I crept up to a door. I whispered, Sarah, darling, as I often done before. I'll give you, Sarah, said a voice, as down I went to flop, and her mamma sang as she kicked me all around the shop. Sarah, Sarah, won't you come out tonight? Sarah, Sarah, the moon is shining bright. Put your hat and jacket on, tell your mother you won't be long, and I'll be waiting for you round the corner. The old woman thought she killed me, and I let her think so too. As I lay there on the floor, I scarce know what to do. At last she says he's alive or dead, my girl I let him wed. And up I jumps, says thank you ma'am, and to my girl I said, Sarah, Sarah, won't you come out tonight? Sarah, Sarah, the moon is shining bright. Put your hat and jacket on, tell your mother you won't be long, and I'll be waiting for you round the corner.
To wake up in the morning to the quiet of the cove, and hear Aunt Bessie talking to herself, and to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to O'Neill, it made me feel like everything was fine. I was born down by the water,
it's here I'm gonna stay. I've searched for all the reasons why I should go away, but I haven't got the thirst for all those modern day toys, so I'll just take my chances with those saltwater joys. Following a little brook as it trickles to the shore in the autumn when the trees are flaming red, kicking leaves that fall around me, watching sunset paint the hills, it's all I'll ever need to feel at home. This island that we cling to has been handed down with pride by folks who fought to live here, taking hardships all in stride. So I'll compliment her beauty, hold on to my goodbyes, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys. How can I leave those mornings with the sunrise on the cove and the gulls like flies surrounding Clayton's Wharf? Platter's Island wrapped in rainbow in the evening after fog. The ocean smells are perfume to my soul. Some go to where the buildings reach to meet the clouds, where warm and gentle people turn to swarm and faceless crowds. So I'll do without their riches, glamour and the noise, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys. Some go to where the buildings reach to meet the clouds, where warm and gentle people turn to swarm and faceless crowds. So I do without their riches, glamour and the noise, and I'll stay and take my chances with those saltwater joys.
Sliding down the barracks hill beyond the speed of light, didn't know the heart could beat that fast. Frozen tears on crimson cheeks and toes gone numb with cold, but we didn't know those moments wouldn't last. Gone are the days and lost are the ways, as memories are frozen now in time. Now the hill seems so much deeper and the ride costs so much more, but hang on, cause there's still some more to go. Sneaking in on apple trees, pitch dark and numb with fear, driven by the devil's urge for thrills. Stomach pains and muscle strains and fears of mother's wrath, but we didn't know those moments wouldn't last. Gone are the days and lost are the ways, as memories they're frozen now in time. Now the hill seems so much steeper and the ride costs so much more, but hang on, cause there's still some more to go. Blowing in from Goose Bay Head with a sail rig to the punt, singing, laughing, free from every care. And a northeast breeze that was told to leave, we might be home by dark, but we didn't know those moments wouldn't last. Gone are the days and lost are the ways, as memories they're frozen now in time. Now the hill seems so much deeper and the ride costs so much more, but hang on, cause there's still some more to go. Rolling in the sawdust bank and jumping in the hay, playing cowboy swimming in the brook. Summers never ended, there were days as long as months, but we didn't know those moments wouldn't last. Gone are the days and lost are the ways, as memories they're frozen now in time.
Now the hill seems so much deeper and the ride costs so much more. But hang on, cause there's still some more to go. I said, hang on, cause there's still some more to go. Gone are the days and lost are the ways, as memories they're frozen now in time. Now the hill seems so much deeper and the ride costs so much more. But hang on, cause there's still some more to go. I said, hang on, cause there's still some more to go.
Running to and fro, in my angels in the snow. We dress ourselves in suits so warm, and outside we will go. And I'll remind you how to make angels in the snow. A simple childhood pleasure, angels in the snow. Simple childhood pleasure, angels in the snow.
And that wraps up the set with Buddy, what's the name of the other fellow you're Ray singing there. That was Angels in the Snow. Before that, we had Still Some More to Go. Going further back, Saltwater Joys and Sarah, of course, that was mentioned during the interview. And played The Shed way back. Of course, it's buddywhatshisname.com for anybody listening across Canada. They're going on tour quite soon. And of course, here in the Kingston area, it's Grand Theatre on May 5th, 8 p.m. show, 613-530-2050. But I'll give more details and keep them, of course, remind the listeners up to the show, since, of course, it's March 13th, so a little less than 2 months away. And during the interview, of course, I talked about the song Fishing in a Dory. And, of course, it's such a famous song. You know, other artists from the East Coast have covered it, of course. We have a version here by Mark Hiscock of Shaniganok, and he did a version of it a few years ago. So we'll play that as we go to a commercial break. We'll do the break after the song. So we'll play the song, go to commercial break, and then when we come back, I think we have Justin Murdsoy, who I haven't played in a while. The first time I played him was the fourth week of the show, so, and I found him again online, so we'll play that. And if I have time, I think we have enough time with some Jen Grant songs, since she won a couple of East Coast Music Awards 2 weekends ago. But before we get into that, this is Mark Hiscock with Fishing a Dory here on CFRC.
Oh, fishing in the dory off the coast of Newfoundland. No gold mines, but cod lines, it's the life that's really grand. The scoff of fish and brews is the life that I would choose. Fishing in the dory in the morning. Oh, fishing in the dory off the banks of Newfoundland. Yawning, fish woman, you're acting like a man. If the tide is not too strong, then with you there's nothing wrong. Fishing in the dory in the morning. With your body on the coddy and the fire upwards wood. Fat back crying, you're enjoying the black tea tastes so good. There's music in your lap, killing big ones with a gap. Fishing in the dory in the morning. Oh, fishing in the dory off the coast of Newfoundland. With Nicky or Dicky, no one gives a hang. To catch a shark or whale, there's no mountie on your trail. Fishing in the dory in the morning. With her tacky or tabacky, you're a gay and happy man. Fishing in a trap skiff off the coast of Newfoundland, where seabirds cry and wail and the wind gets in your sail. Fishing in a dory in the morning. Oh, fishing in a dory off the rocks of Wildcomb Bight. Foggy and groggy, the Carson heaves in sight. If that $1 million ship, she should offer you a lift. There'd be glory in your dory in the morning. Oh, cussin' and fussin' off the pint of Bacaloo. Flop and tumble makes you grumble, the foghorn goes boo-hoo. There's no need for overcoat, but a good manila rope. Fishing in the trap skiff in the morning. Oh, fishing in the sailboat with the dawn and getting red. I have no roof to shelter, the ocean is me bed. Clear to man and pawn me soul, now me grape null is a foe. Fishing in the dory in the morning. hurry, anchory, I'm headed home at last. Get on me old sou'wester, stick up me jigger mast, down the old six candle pump, let me down, that's what she won't. There's a story in me dory, there's glory in me dory, I'm a Tory in me dory in the morning.
It's not too late to be on the cutting edge of technology. If you want to catch up to the curve, the Emerging Technology Center in Macquarie Hall is the place for you. The ETC has a lab full of multimedia equipment that you can use to create videos and podcasts and a whole lot more. We have equipment you can borrow. Everything is free. If you want your projects to stand out, come check us out. The ETC is open to students, faculty, and staff. Look us up on the IT services website. You don't have to be a computer geek to be creative in the online world.
I just feel so plugged in.
Do you know how to think through your body? Are you interested in expressing and engaging in politics through art? Join visiting theatre directors Shunjoy and Shima Ganguly for a Theatre of the Oppressed workshop. Workshops are free and will be taking place the weekends of February 28th and March 1st, as well as March 14th and 15th. To register for a workshop or for more information, please visit www.queensu.ca/devs/theatreoftheoppressed.htm.
Looking for a fun way to enhance your Monday afternoons? Tune in to The Exploding Plastic Inevitable. It's your weekly dose of the best new and old independent rock, pop, and electro. With me, your host, Laura. Every Monday from 2:30 to 4 p.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You've made it. It's Friday afternoon, classes are finished, and assignments are handed in. Why not take some time for yourself? Unwind a little bit. Tune in to Sound Ideas with host Michael Moriel to get the best classical music to end off your week. Fridays from 2:30 to 4 on 101.9 CFRC.
was Justin Birdsoy with Recollection. Yes, story behind that. I just got an email during the week from Justin talking about, I just heard about the radio show. And I played that song, I thought, I played that sometime before. So I went to the blog archives, and yes, the fourth ever show in June 2007, I played that song, and I played a few other times during the summer. So I just found Justin again online, so I'm playing that there. Now we're going to have Jill Barber from her CD Chances. Of course, a couple weekends ago at the ECMA, she won two awards, Jazz Recording of the Year and also Female Solo Recording of the Year. And Jill played in town on Valentine's Day here in Kingston. Funny story behind that. I didn't know about it till the night before, and it was during the hockey game. What happened was, of course, this CD came out last year. So that was that week we had a one-hour episode. So hockey game started. I'm tech producer for that. So just kind of checking out the new CD shelf. As the game's going on, all of a sudden I see a little note on one of the CDs saying, Jill's playing the grad club on Valentine's Day night. Of course, the game's already on, so I couldn't tell anybody, but yes, a missed chance on my part. Of course, I had tickets for another show anyway, but hopefully Jill will be coming through town soon. I do know she's moving to Vancouver from Halifax. Now, originally, I think she's from Ontario, went to the East Coast for years, and now she's heading back to, or moving to Vancouver. Well, that's what Sarah McLachlan is. She was born and raised in Nova Scotia, and then headed up over to Vancouver. So we'll play a couple of songs from this CD. The first one, Oh My My, is one she performed on the ECMA show, which I believe is still online, cbc.ca/eastcoastmusic, the full two-hour broadcast anyway. And we'll play the next song after that, Take It Off Your Mind. So this is Jill Barber here on Saltwater Music.
Oh my my, oh my my, oh my my. Oh my my,
I went to the doctor,
oh my, my.
Knocked at his door,
oh my, my.
And he said, girl, what can
oh my,
I do you for?
Oh my, my.
And I said, doctor,
oh my, my.
For a start,
oh my, my.
The man I love
oh
is done
my,
and broke my heart.
Oh my, my.
And he checked my pulse,
oh my, my.
And fever too.
Oh my, my.
And he said, girl,
oh
there's
my,
nothing
my.
I can do.
Oh my, my.
You are lovesick,
oh
and there ain't no cure.
Oh my, my.
I fear the devil's
oh my,
knocking
my.
At your door.
Oh my, my.
And he sent me home,
oh my, my.
And straight to bed.
Oh my, my.
And he gave me pain,
oh my, my.
And he rest my head.
Oh my, my.
But it won't do.
Oh my, my.
Cause all I want,
oh my, my.
All I need,
oh my, my.
Is darling,
oh
you.
My, my.
I said, please. Don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
I said, please don't let me go. I said,
please
don't let me go. I said, please don't let me go. But you wouldn't have it already that. You took my love, but you couldn't give it back. You let me go. Might be too weak to say. And I said, doctor, I'm not ready to die. I said, doctor, won't you say you'll try? And I said, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
I said, please don't let me go. I said, please
don't
let me go. I said, please don't let me go. And he said, your heart will
never be the same. He said you may never love again. And I said, doctor, the love I had to start, I gave it to the man who done and broke my heart. He broke my heart. Broke my heart. He broke my heart. He broke my heart. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. Oh my my. 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 Oh my my.
Your mind.
the last two songs by the CD, sorry, the CD Chances by Joel Barbaras, one that won the East Coast Music Awards. That was Take It Off Your Mind and Oh My My. So now we have two last songs by Kelly Trottier, who, I was going to mention she's playing the Grand Theatre tomorrow as part of Bowfire, but it's completely sold out. So if you got tickets there for tomorrow night, good for you, just because it's all sold out. So we'll play two songs. That was some fiddly music to end the show. And 1 week's time, of course, another interview. It's a longer one with Andrea Whitkins. I'll play her CD in its entirety. Of course, Andrea, originally from Antigonish, living in Seattle now, but went to school at Queens. So I talked to her about Kingston. She was a student in the mid-90s, so talking a little bit about that in the other things. So that'll be a big chunk of the show next week. And let's see, tonight's Friday night. Let's see, anything? Oh, yes, Canadian television, I guess. On City TV, there's a show I mentioned last week, Out There with Melissa DeMarco. It's two shows, 10 and 10:30. So something you can watch if you're up a night owl like myself. So we'll play two songs by Kelly. Let's see, we have good old Danny Boy. And after that, a song called Braylon. So, of course, we're back in 1 week's time, another 2 hours. So Andrew Wickens for, I'd say, most of the show, and I'll find something else for the rest of the show next week. And I'm doing another interview after the show, so yes, I'm almost cleared through all the interviews I've done. All right, so here is Kelly Trottier with Danny Boy here on CFRC.
Soft to true.